This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Discussion of the day. Yeah, I think there's an election today.
Does it feel like you're working for these politicians? Does it feel like you're working? Oh, by the way, hello. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schiller. This is Good Day's overview in depth as to the election and what to do. Have you voted? I'm amazed at the number of people who have voted already. Kara, you're one of them. I was talking with some people that were involved in politics in my town last night. And that seemed to be, one person told me that he felt it was important because the stress level was so high. He's an avid politician and an avid partisan. So he figured, I better get mine done first so I can worry about others or help other people. But he said the stress level was so high that he decided he just wanted to vote and get it done with. He didn't want to have to stand in line today. And I guess that if things are good.
You know, I think that's pretty unanimous across the board, and I don't know if it's necessarily the stress of having to actually do it on election day or just wanting to get it over with so you can kind of stop thinking about it.
Either or both of those things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But one of the things that adds into this, or perhaps as part of it, the whole, the dissatisfaction, the distrust of the system. It's a better way of putting it. The folks who think and have had experience in the past waiting in line, and then they get shut down, and some places when the polls close, you can't get in, which is illegal, but still, those have there have been places that got away with that, and it's crazy. But in terms of the cycle, we let ourselves get sucked in by the news media, the press, and then we think about the time and effort. Is it worth it? Yeah, it's worth it if we get somebody that's really good, but we're not going to get anybody who's really good this time around. It just isn't going to happen. Maybe, though, there will be, depending on who gets elected, satisfaction in those who get into the cabinet or important places so they have influence on what it is that actually gets done. I thought it was interesting to see some of the people who are, or the names that are being talked about, shaping up the last couple of days of a race. Both sides are eyeing a number of loyalists for posts. I saw some names being considered and listened to some people talk about Rudy Giuliani, for example. He would be attorney general, it would seem, under a Trump administration. Newt Gingrich for Secretary of State. Let's see here. Retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, defense secretary, or maybe a national security advisor. The fellow who's been the finance chairman, Steve, is it Munchkin? I think that's... He's a munchkin. Anyway, he becomes Treasury Secretary. The finance chair of the Republican National Committee is Commerce Secretary. At least that's... How is it all speculation? Now, you can be sure there won't be any Mitt Romneys involved in this White House. You can be sure there won't be any Republican... The people that have been very active in saying, I'm not voting for Trump, he's a disgrace. It hasn't made any difference, though, really. Have you noticed? It really hasn't made any difference. And that feeds into, in my mind, the reality that people don't give a damn. I shouldn't say people, because a lot of people do. But there are fewer people who care about the party now and more who are interested in having just a person there that represents their point of view. And I think that, you tell me if I'm right or wrong, 888-302-3684, email to Doug, or, send it to Doug at DougSteffen.com if you want. You can follow the show on Twitter. You can like us on Facebook.com/DJV show. The sense that we don't have as much partisan support for Trump is obvious, but nobody, I shouldn't say, and once again, I'm being a generalist, and I accuse the news media of doing that, so I don't want to do it myself. The people who are party people who are not voting for Trump don't seem to really make a big difference here. Coming down, unless I read this badly, there. I said yesterday I thought she, between 4 and 7 electoral votes, even a really strong friend of mine who's a big-time Democrat, he said, well, I'll be more than that. But he didn't get, he's not saying it's going to be his landslide, because it's not going to be a landslide.
Well, that's why I think it's interesting that you're saying that it's, you know, people in the party don't necessarily care that much about sticking with their own party. But I don't know if I find that to be true, because there have been a ton of big Republicans who say, oh, I can't vote for Trump, but they're also not voting for Clinton. So I think at the end of the day, they're probably still going to vote for Trump because of the party, because they want their party to be in charge. And most people who I think... There's a lot of people who say they're undecided, but I think that's because they are either trying to decide if they're going to vote for Trump or not vote at all. Yeah. And so if you want to vote, then they're probably going to vote for Trump. That's what I think.
Chris Christie seems to have just sort of vanished. Do you notice that? He's kind of drifted away from the campaign, whether he's being considered or not for, at one point in time, I thought he would be attorney general because that was his, he was the state attorney in New Jersey before he became the governor. And then there are some of the other Romneyites and Bushites who are friends with Mike Pence, who's probably going to be involved because he's the politician and any major transition. Senator Sessions from Alabama, who's been a big supporter of Donald Trump's, will be involved. It'll be about loyalty, you can be sure of that. But what turns me off is people like this Rents, I never pronounced his name right, Priebus, was considered or is being considered supposedly for chief of staff. He was downright obstructionist when it came to Trump at the beginning. He could barely talk to him or talk about him. Why would you put somebody like that in there? And why would you put a bunch of these hacks in there? Why don't you go to your business team and put them in? That's what I want to see. I want to see the business team involved if you're going to have a Trump White House. Anyway, some food for thought here at 14 past the hour on Good Day.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Anti-Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between November 1st and 20th to get a 20% discount off your holiday order plus free shipping. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code HOLIDAY.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Do Band-Aid approaches to a complex problem such as obesity make any difference at all? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Banning soda in school cafeterias, adding extra bike lanes in our communities, revamping nutritional labels on food packages, the list goes on, as does the controversy surrounding approaches to tackling skyrocketing obesity rates in America. An obesity review study took a look at these efforts and offers some measured feedback on their impact. Active diet and food policy changes, like banning trans fats and limiting access to sugary and high-fat foods in certain environments, is more effective than attempts at modifying physical activity. While we do take advantage of added bike lanes and urban bike rentals, it is still unclear as to whether this translates into lowered obesity levels. My take on all of this is decidedly less complex. Every little bit helps.
All right, 16, 17, actually, after the hour. So those of you who have been wondering why I didn't talk about Dixville Notch, because I don't want to talk about what everybody else is yakking about, but I get somebody hollering at me here, where's the news from Dixville Notch? All right, so here's what happened in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire. For those who don't know or remember, each time there's a presidential election in my lifetime, and it's been going on longer than that, I think, the tiny New Hampshire town of Dixville, D-I-X-V-I-L-L-E, Dixville Notch, cast ballots for as the first really active community in the country to open up their polls. And there are only six voters there. Four of them went to Hillary Clinton. Two of them went to Donald Trump. Actually, that's not true. One of them went to Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson. So there were seven people. I find Mitt Romney got a write-in vote. So there were actually eight votes. I'm looking at the way this thing has been presented. But Mitt Romney won 4 years ago. Took less than a minute. Seven of the eight votes were cast in person. There was one absentee ballot. But why do we know what the results are? Why do we know the results of anything until the polls are closed in California at 8 o'clock West Coast time? Why do we know that? This is if I was a West Coast voter, I've voted on the West Coast before, I'd be furious because my vote really doesn't count unless you get right down to the nitty-gritty of the last minute. Maybe today it will, if these things come about. There are a couple of other elections in New Hampshire. Votes for the Senate, Kelly Ayotte and Maggie Hassan, the governor. Kelly's the current senator. She got four and Hassan got four. So this is a tradition, kind of a fun thing. They're able to tally their votes right after people do that. And there's a state law in New Hampshire that allows towns with fewer than 100 voters to close the polls after everybody votes, and then they count them. So, let's see here. Hearts, let's see, there's another one here. Millsfield is the town. Trump won in Millsfield, 16 votes to Clinton's 4. All right, so those are initial results of what we'll tomorrow at this time be talking about. Or maybe not. It may be so close we won't be able to call it until Thursday. Never can tell. I think it's going to be pretty darn close, frankly. All right, so we have our 2020 news voice quiz. Going to let you listen to three or four different cuts of this voice. You tell us who it is, and you win a swell prize, 888-302-3684. Here's some of this person's voice.
I approved the plan, and I'm responsible for it. I advised the president, but I did not advise him as to the details.
All right, who's that? One more shot here.
I have Parkinson's disease. My doctor tells me that neither the disease nor the medication should impair my ability to do the job, and I intend to keep on doing it.
888-302-3684. One more clip there, Kara.
Well, hello. So how's this year's school year going for you?
Pretty good. I like most of my classes.
Shut your mouth, you dirty liar. Do you belong to any clubs?
Yeah, I'm president of the Latin Club.
You're such a lawyer.
I meant to throw you out of my...
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
I was dead with all the attention that he gets from the perspective of Queen's music. There's a biopic of Freddie Mercury, and they finally found somebody to play him, Rami Malek, who is in Mr. Robot. He's going to portray Freddie Mercury in this picture. They've been working on this for quite a long time.
Yeah.
The signing of this guy, Bryan Singer, is the director from X-Men. So we're going to put a lot of dough into this. It'll get the project started. I don't know why they would have thought seriously about Sacha Baron Cohen. I don't see that working.
Sacha Baron Cohen looks like Freddie Mercury.
He doesn't act like him, though. He's a goofball.
Yeah, I mean, I think he wanted it to be a vehicle for him to do a serious role.
Yeah, really?
And he could do the accent and everything. I mean, he has the natural accent anyway, but yeah. I think he wanted it to be a serious role, and I think you're, like you, most people wouldn't have taken
wouldn't
it seriously.
They would have
thought he was doing, like, Bruno or something.
Yeah, it's actually interesting saying he's too silly, though, because I actually kind of wonder if Rami, how he'll do, because Freddie Mercury had so much charisma, and if you watch Rami Malek act, he's so, I don't know, he's very, what would you call it? Like,
not
very
charismatic.
Yeah,
I wouldn't use that
term. I just have trouble seeing him dancing around on stage and acting like that.
Yeah. I think it's going to be really interesting, and he's such a rising star right now. I think it'll be, he's not so well known that people will be distracted by who he is like Sacha Baron Cohen would be, but I think it'll be really interesting. I'm just excited that they're finally going to make the story.
Freddie Mercury, for those of you who don't remember, one of the great voices in rock history, been dead since 1991. He had AIDS. He died at the age of 45. But it still feels like he's alive with the attention that's given to a lot of the Queen music that's very pronounced, I think, it is these days.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so that's the update on that picture. Speaking of people who are dead, former Black Crow keyboardist Eddie Harsh died at the age of 59 over the weekend. Cause of death not been revealed. Fans fans and friends all over social media over the weekend to express their feelings about this fellow, the loss of this musician, who apparently was quite a gentle soul, given the fact that he was in a group like the Black Crowes. You got to wonder.
he was like the dad in the band.
Yeah, apparently.
He's a lot older than everybody else, yeah.
Quieting influence. He joined the Black Crowes in 1991 before the release of their only number one album, Southern Harmony and the Music Companion, which came out in 92, I think. He was also in a number of other... I don't know much about the Three Snakes and One Charm. What is there that singles out their music that you think... I mean, everybody knows who... pretty much everybody knows who the Black Crowes are.
Yeah.
But what was their... I don't... You know, we played this after Queen. Queen has a definitive... Made a definitive imprint in my mind as to what their music is about and what it sounds like. I don't get that with the Black Crowes. Never did.
Well, the Black Crowes, I mean, when their first big hit was Remedy, and She Talks to Angels. Those were her... those two songs put them on the map. And they had a classic Southern rock kind of sound. So they came on the music scene in a time where no one else sounded like that, so they did have their own little niche. It's certainly never, ever going to be on the scale that Queen was. I mean, ever. But they had their own sound, and I've seen them live a couple times. They're actually a great live band. Yeah.
Are they?
And
sure.
This musician, Eddie Harsh, who died, the keyboardist, was just one of the most phenomenal keyboard players you could ever see. I mean, he was really amazing.
Well, there you go. There's a surround sound overview from Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 28 past the hour.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cash back match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert corporate reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The voice of the day today, which we're asking you to figure out in our contest, the news voice goes back a few years. If you can figure out who this is, you call us at 888-302-DOUG for a swell prize. One more time with the voice, a couple of different excerpts from this person's career.
I approve the plan and I'm responsible for it. I advised the president, but I did not advise him as to the details.
All right. Who's that? 888-302-3684. Here's one more shot at her. Not a good choice.
I have Parkinson's disease. My doctor tells me that neither the disease nor the medication should impair my ability to do the job, and I intend to keep on doing it.
All right. So, if you know who that is, give us a shout. If you've won before on these news contests, then give other people a chance to get in. Doesn't take long for the lines to plug up. 888-302-3684 to tell us who that is. The focus on the election and what have been the problems, the tensions, other than between the two people and the... by the way, I'm sort of backing up a little on this. I don't think that the parties themselves have had the tension that the two titular leaders of the party... Can you imagine people calling Donald Trump the leader of the Republican Party? I don't think he wants to be. This, for him, was a convenience. He doesn't care about the party. And the party doesn't care about him, really, other than they want to make sure that there's somebody in control who's got an R behind his or her name. But that's it. The thing that has caused the tension, I made mention a few minutes ago of the conversation I had with a local politician who voted early because he said there's so much stress, I want to be done with at least my part of it. How many of you feel that way? The anxiety, the uncertainty, the warnings of rigged election. I love the news media. The news media, here's a story from the Associated Press that refers to the warnings as unsupported. Bull baloney. It wasn't unsupported at all. There are plenty of ways. And this is what people are upset about. Not only are they upset about politicians, but they're upset about the system that allows the press to, in a way, and I don't know how you meter this, it's part of having freedom of speech, but there's no expectation there's the truth coming. Just because it's in print on a newspaper or you see it on the news doesn't mean it's true at all. I mean, look at the way both MSNBC and Fox twist and turn the news. CNN, better than they used to be, but they still are in support, it would seem to me, of rigged elections. Maybe that's not the right word, but there's a real concern about the election system and whether or not it's protected from being hacked, whether the people who work there are honest. There were a number of suggestions about putting more lawyers and trained observers in polling places. That kind of got pushed around a little bit by the Supreme Court ruling. But at any rate, here's one. Early voting in Texas. Reports in seven counties of outdated voter guide posters and poll workers saying that photo IDs were required to cast a ballot. That isn't true, even though it ought to be, frankly. I think in my memory, this is the first election, presidential election, which a key enforcement provision of the Voting Rights Act not in place. Remember the Supreme Court decision 3 or 4 years ago striking down a portion of that law that had required states and jurisdictions with a history of discrimination to get pre-approval from the Department of Justice for any election law changes? See, the states can do what they want to do, as is obvious by the fact that there are a lot of states that are counting the votes before and some that aren't. There's a whole mishmash of things going on here. This is dirty stuff. this is not clean by any stretch of the imagination. Now, I'm looking at something on the Drudge Report this morning showing that Donald Trump is outperforming the election results that Mitt Romney had in Florida. 161 absentee ballots that have come in when Mitt Romney was running 4 years ago. He lost the state by 74,000. Trump is down 32,000. But how do we know that, and why the hell are they saying it now? Say it tomorrow when the election is over. This is substantiation of the election being rigged, in my opinion. He is right. The election is rigged. And the news media is trying to rig it as much as the politicians are. That's the way I look at this. All right, let's see what we have here. 888-302-3684. A lot of Florida people. Look at all these Florida people. All right, hold on just a second. Let's see if we can work through this with Marcia, who's in Pennsylvania. Hi, Marcia. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Hi, sir. How are you? I'm doing fine. I hope you're doing the same.
I am doing well. Thank you very much. So Pennsylvania is a key state. How do you feel about that?
Well, to put it frankly, everywhere I look, I've looked for the last 8 months, and I'm living in central PA. I'm in between Lancaster, Carlisle, and south, a little bit south of Harrisburg, and I have in the last last 8 months, I've only seen a sign for Hillary 3 times.
Well,
and now
they're
having companies with big billboards regarding Trump and Pence. And at our mall, our local mall, we've had really bad depression in our area. We love Sears and Penny's and Kmart, and our mall is all but empty. I see Subway's closed, Subway stores closed, other small businesses have closed. It's really horrible. But I'm very hopeful, and I feel good about this election. I have no doubts that our next president is going to be Mr. Trump.
Well, I think that in rural Pennsylvania, where you are, Trump is going to do very well. However, when you get close to Philadelphia, more than Pittsburgh, the two big cities, he will have a lock on that. That's why I think you look at those 3 or 4 counties around Pittsburgh, I'm sorry, around Philadelphia, and they are all very strong, for Democrats in general and Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, but I can counter that by saying I think this is going to be a record turnout for people that are in the rural areas. Before, Philly and Pittsburgh pretty much carried the state. They had because they have a high populace,
right.
And as you said, they're Democrat. But I'm seeing across the state, the rest of the state is now mobilized. They're voting. They're verbal. They're going to all these rallies. He's been in the state, I can't say how many times.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we're going to overcome those two major metropolises.
You know, one of the things that makes this, and back to the rigged or whatever terminology you want to use, if you don't like rigged, then there's another word for it, that shows how, in this circumstance, what we think, or what even what we're taught when we were in school, is that one person equals one vote. But that's not true, because in your case, the perfect example, your vote doesn't count if Hillary Clinton carries enough of the counties to get the electoral votes of the state. So your vote then doesn't count in the end. It ought to be one person, one vote, period. No electoral college. Whoever gets the most votes wins. Doesn't
totally,
that bother you?
Totally. You know, the thing that I'm concerned about is we've been able to catch a few things in our voter fraud in our area of dead people getting out of their grave and going to vote for Hillary before the rapture.
All right, hold on just hold on a second, Marcia. Don't go away. All right, hold on just a second. Here is Marilyn, who's in Libo, Florida. Hi, how are you doing, Marilyn? Everything good?
Everything's good, thank you.
All right, now how do you feel about what Marcia just said? Florida, in your area, you're in north central Florida. How is Trump versus Clinton stacking up there?
We have not seen any Clinton signs, but there's a lot of Trump signs, so I think Trump's got it in this area.
Yeah, is that okay with you?
Very rural here.
Yeah, is that okay with you?
Oh, that's perfect with me.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't bother you. I'm sure that if I were somebody else who had an axe to grind, I don't, but I just get a kick out of all the times that I've heard women interview. Well, are you going to vote for Trump given what he said about women? What does that mean to you, Marilyn? Anything in particular?
Well, I think that I thought they made a big deal out of nothing with that. And I'm a woman, and my husband couldn't believe that I had that opinion. But
really?
It's like it was something he said years ago, and it's something that men say in conversations, and it wasn't. And there's been so much other horrible things said on the other side that I couldn't believe such a big deal was made out of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the fact that your state, the reason I went to you is because Florida is a lot like Pennsylvania. If you look at Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties, there's a heavy, heavy, heavy concentration of Democratic votes, and sometimes there's enough there to carry the state. I'm not so sure today, but it could be the same scenario as Marcia just outlined in Pennsylvania. What will you think if the state doesn't go to Trump and goes to Hillary Clinton? Because if Hillary Clinton takes Florida, then it is over for Trump, no matter what else.
Yeah.
I think that's where it gets down to that, frankly. Do you agree?
I agree, and it's a lot to put on Florida's shoulders. I said if they want to do voter fraud, it's almost like they just have to come to Florida and do it here and just to get her to win. But it is disappointing that that the Democrats can be so just localized and yet win the votes when the rest of the state may not be for Hillary and we don't get our voices heard. So, yes, that can be frustrating.
Well, it's the same thing that I said a few minutes ago about not really having, you don't have a vote. If it goes to the Electoral College, something else, your vote doesn't count. All right, Marilyn, tell me who you think our mystery voice is.
Jocelyn Elders.
That's a good guess. It isn't right, however, but I appreciate your being here and trying your hand at it. Marcia, let me go back to you. Who do you think the voice is, the mystery voice?
Janet Reno.
Janet Reno, who died at the age of 78 yesterday. She lived in Miami. She'd been working for a long time to try to overcome Parkinson's. She was Bill Clinton's secretary. She was the attorney general for all of the 8 years that he was in office. So, all right, Marcia, hold on just a second, and you will talk to Kara. Thank you very much. 46 past the hour.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so.
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples, make more happen.
At Jared, we turn feelings into jewelry. Jewelry that tells her she's the best thing that's ever happened to you. Like an iconic watch from our spectacular Movado collection. The timeless Movado Museum dial with its signature single dot design looks even more modern today than when it debuted in 1947. And this holiday season, it will look even better on her. The one unique gift that says it all. That's why he went to Jared.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Past the hour, Tech Talk time now, where they focus on the newest viral challenges and some of the emojis. Some of you who have seen those new wireless earbuds from various people, we might want to size those up in a moment as well for you, as Tech Talk time brings you information that will be very practically, how about very practical? It's practically practical, and we'll practice being practically practical ourselves here in just a moment.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better. A commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation.
That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
All right, 55 past the hour now. The newest viral challenge. Viral challenges. When I think of viral challenges, I think getting a sore throat or something else that's a virus. It's hard, but I don't know, there's not another term for this. Is there really, Victoria?
No. I mean, I have seen evidence of you participating in a viral challenge. You did the ALS ice bucket challenge, but with milk.
I did it with milk, as a matter of fact. We have that video somewhere lurking.
I think it's on our Facebook page, at JV Show. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, so anyway, what's the story here?
So the big ones that have, of course, everyone did raise money for the ALS ice bucket challenge. It ended up, we did a story a few months ago where all of the money that was raised actually did some good, and there have been breakthroughs for it. So that's one where it's really good. The Harlem Shake was just a funny dance kind of thing that took off, and everybody started making those videos. Planking was huge. Have you ever seen planking?
And I do planks, but I don't know what planking is.
Okay, so
planking.
It is the same. It's essentially what you're doing in the gym. You're doing planking, except you do it in a very weird, awkward place where it looks like you're almost floating in the air and you take a picture of it. So people have been doing that for a long time. So now the newest one is called the Mannequin Challenge. And it involves a large group of people literally frozen in place just like a mannequin. So there are certain songs that people are playing in back of it. But the big challenge, and this is what you're going to start to see, it'll be like a flash mob thing. If your kids are in school and you start hearing about the mannequin challenge, this is what it is. You're going to see large numbers of kids and adults. I mean, adults always end up jumping on the bandwagon, posing in mannequin positions. And the challenge would be to get a large number of people and to hold your position for the length of the song. So that's essentially going to be the new big viral trend, according to trend experts.
Wow, trending, trendable experts.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Okay, now there's a new emoji rollout from Apple. I think we talked about this on Friday, didn't we, or at some point?
We did. There's a whole new class of emojis coming out. They have not announced a date yet, but this will be for Apple, and they are adding bacon and avocado and all types of different new occupations, astronauts, rock stars, all kinds of stuff. However, over the weekend...
As emojis.
This is very sad and angering breaking news. No one likes the new peach emoji because it no longer looks like a butt.
Oh, my God.
People are very upset because people didn't use the peach emoji as anything other than a butt.
Really?
And so now that it doesn't look like a butt anymore, people are very upset by this. And, of course, they're really freaked out what's going to happen to the eggplant, because the eggplant has been used inappropriately from day one. So, and you can imagine what the eggplant would represent.
I was going to say, I don't think I want to. My mind is just going into wild imagination mode. Put that onto the in the.
Are you using emojis yet on your new iPhone?
Okay. Yes. Yeah, I can use them on the iPhone. Yeah.
I'll send you an eggplant.
Thanks. That's wonderful. Very loving of you. 59 past the hour here with DJB.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.